You're listening to the Canadian Taxpayers Podcast, where we're always fighting for lower taxes, less waste, and more accountable government. I'm Franco Terrazano, your federal director, holding down the fort here in Ottawa. And I'm joined with a special guest and a very special friend of mine and the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. We're here with Renaud Brassard. He is now the Vice President of Communications for the great think tank, Montreal Economic Institute. Now, folks, you might remember this face because he was a colleague of mine with the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. He was our Quebec director for many, many years, fighting for lower taxes in Quebec. Renaud, it's great to have you on the show today.
Well, it's great to be back. Glad to see things haven't changed too much, though. Still fighting for lower taxes, right?
Oh, of course.
I got that right.
Yes, of course. Good. And folks, the reason we have Renaud on the show today is because the Montreal Economic Institute, they released this very in-depth poll that was done by Ipsos looking at how Canadians are reacting to the level of spending and taxation here in the country. So I just thought we had to get Renaud on the show to really break it down, because there's some very interesting insights coming from that poll that I think you guys will all appreciate. So Renaud, before we jump into the nitty-gritty of the poll, can you just give us your general takeaway from this large poll that you guys just released?
Absolutely. I think the top line is that when you ask Canadians what they think about the way that the federal government taxes them or spends their money, Canadians overwhelmingly agree that Ottawa taxes them too much and gives them way too little in return, and also spends that money rather unwisely. When we ask Canadians whether or not they think the federal government spends too much, 2 out of 3 Canadians now say that Ottawa spends too much. This is not surprising. Look, you've talked about the Trudeau government quite a lot on here. I think it's no secret that this is a rather spendthrift government that has been substantially increasing spending every year. And what we're noticing now is that Canadians are increasingly seeing that's the case. So when we did that same poll last year, 55% of Canadians said Ottawa spent too much. This year is 63%. And I wouldn't be surprised that if we do the same poll next year, it's going to be even further up.
Yeah, so let me just repeat that, right, folks, because 63% of Canadians said the federal government spends too much money. So that's almost 2/3, and that's an overwhelming majority when you consider polls of these natures.
And let's be clear here, most of the people that did not say that Ottawa spends too much didn't say that Ottawa spends too little. That's an even smaller share of the pie. People that actually say Ottawa spends too little, last year there was about 6% of Canadians. So when we hear Justin Trudeau go out and say that he's spending that money so that Canadians don't have to, I think Canadians are not really buying that. Like, we know that we've got taxes that are going to have to pay up for that. We just had a recent tax hike with a capital gains tax hike, so people are clearly feeling the pinch.
Yeah, okay, so let's build off of that. So 63% say the Fed spend too much. I remember budget 2023, you had our finance minister, Chrystia Freeland, say, don't worry, folks, we'll find like $15 billion of savings. and then budget 2024 comes and they increase spending by more than $30 billion. So Renaud, you know what I like to say? If you're increasing spending by $30 billion in 1 year, you're saving money wrong. Now, Renaud, you also mentioned this capital gains tax increase that just happened. Well, why don't you dive into some of the poll numbers around that?
Absolutely. So I think a lot of Canadians are seeing through the Liberal narrative on this, because the Liberal government's been saying that this was only a tax hike on the ultra wealthy, that barely anybody would ever have to pay for this. Thing is, there's a lot more Canadians that fall under Ottawa's definition of ultra wealthy than just in the private jet class, essentially. There's a lot of people that have chosen different vehicles for their retirement. So instead of putting everything in a retirement fund with stocks, bonds, or mutual funds that they can sell off progressively, some people have elected to invest it in an investment property like a duplex, something where you might be renting the top floor, living in the bottom floor. And people are seeing that these types of investments are being affected by the capital gains tax hike. Now, let's be clear, somebody that owns a duplex is not necessarily somebody that is not going to have enough to feed their family because of this tax hike, but are also not people that are jet setting around the world in private jets. And that's, so people are seeing through that.
Like Trudeau and the bureaucrats that are jet setting around the world with our tax dollars.
Right, exactly. And people are clearly seeing through that narrative. So when we ask Canadians whether or not they think this capital gains tax hike is going to affect the middle class, 73% of people say that it is going to affect the middle class. So that narrative about the ultras is clearly not working. People are also worried about the effect it's going to have on the economy. Because, you know, if the capital gains tax in itself it's a tax on investment, it's a tax on assets. And when we increase the tax on investments, it becomes less appealing to come invest our money in Canada. So businesses are choosing to invest elsewhere. Job creators are choosing to put their money elsewhere, and they're still creating jobs, they're just not creating them here in Canada. So when we ask people about this, 60% of Canadians said that they think this is going to have a negative impact on our economy. And look, this is rather worrying, because it's not like our economy has been going swimmingly for the last couple of years. When we look at GDP per capita, we're back down to 2014 levels. Wow. So essentially, that means our standards of living are back down to 2014 levels. So that's 10 years of stagnation. People are rightfully worried, and they understand that this tax hike is not going to do anything to solve that.
Yeah. And you know, that kind of confirms a poll that we put out relatively recent, where we asked Canadians, okay, like at least with their mouths, they're claiming that at least a rationale of the capital gains tax hike is to reduce the debt on future generations. I mean, that's laughable coming from this government, but we decided to put that question to Canadians, right? And what we asked Canadians with this Léger poll, would you rather the government cut spending or increase the capital gains tax to rein in the deficit? And by a wide margin of 2-1, you had 54% of Canadians say cut spending, about 23% said capital gains tax hike. So by a wide margin of more than 2-1, Canadians said they would prefer spending cuts to rein in the deficit. Now, this government, they thought that this capital gains tax hike was going to be some political winner, but they made a fundamental miscalculation, Renaud. They did.
They did. And honestly, like, it's not a political winner. Economically speaking, it's not a winner either. But even when you look at government revenues, like, the government itself recognizes it's not going to pay for any part of the deficit, or barely anything. It's a tax with diminishing returns. When you look at how much government plans or expects to get through the capital gains tax hike this year, it expects it's going to get an extra $6.9 billion. That's a whole lot of money. Now, we're not sure whether or not that's going to materialize. And it seems like a lot of that comes from a hope that there was this fire sale of assets before the inclusion rate went up on June 25th. But then when we look at 2 years from now, well, Ottawa estimates that the capital gains tax hike will only bring in $400 million. So even if their estimates are true, this is a tax hike that went from $6 billion in revenue to $400 million in a matter of 2-3 years. This is not headed in the right direction. So recognize that it's going to have a negative impact on the economy. It's going to cause people to invest less, or at least to change what they invest in. Instead of investing in startups and new companies where things are a little bit riskier, they might invest more in, securities, such as government bonds, things that are giving a fixed amount of revenue that are much less risky. And that's sort of worrying shift that we might see because of this tax hike.
Yeah, and like, not to mention, even if the government does bring in $6.9 billion in revenue from this tax hike this year, I mean, with the way that Trudeau government is spending, Trudeau's going to blow through that extra cash in like 5 days. Now, Renaud, it's not just capital gains tax hikes that Canadians are worried about or concerned about. Why don't you let our listeners and viewers know what the poll found on income taxes?
Well, when it comes to income taxes, look, it's no surprise Canadians think they're overtaxed. And this is something we see in every region of the country. So 7 in 10 Canadians, 72%, say that they pay too much in taxes. Only 1% of Canadians actually say that they don't pay enough in taxes. So clearly, increasing taxes at such a time does not seem to be a very popular move. But one question I find to be quite important that is also asking people whether or not they see that they're getting good value for the tax dollars they pay. Because maybe we're paying a lot of taxes, but we would be getting like great services in return. And Canadians overwhelmingly believe that's not the case. 77% of people responded, so nearly 8 out of 10 people said that they do not get value for the money for the taxes they pay, that they pay too much taxes for the services they get. And that's understandable. Look, since the Trudeau government's been in office in 2015, came to office in 2015, federal spending went up from $296 billion to $537 billion. That's a massive increase in spending. And sure, there's more Canadians, there's been inflation, but even when you account for inflation and the increase in population, we're spending 25% less, 25% more per person than we were back in 2015. And ask yourself, are the services Ottawa gives you 25% better, 25% faster, or 25% more numerous? Like, am I getting my passport renewed 25% faster nowadays? Or do I have to wait 25% less times at cost, 25% less at customs when I get back from vacation? That's just not the case. People are rightfully asking, like, where's all of that extra money going that I have to pay in taxes, that we're putting on government debt for future generations to pay for, and that's just not yielding better services for all.
Yeah, let me just repeat that, folks, because this is startling to say the least. 77% of Canadians said taxes are too high for the services that they get from the government. Now, why don't we pivot there then and talk about the lack of priorities on spending from the government?
Right, because that's the other part. Like, people know that government spends too much. But it's also there. People are also saying that the government spends on the wrong thing. So when it comes to where the government is directing the funds that it takes from us through taxes, 7 in 10 Canadians say that Ottawa does not direct those funds properly. So it's not a matter of maybe we could add a couple more services, or maybe like we're getting the right services, but we're spending a little bit too much for it. We're basically having a federal government that taxes us too much to spend too much money, and it spends it on the wrong things. It spends it unwisely. So it seems like, again, like when Ottawa says that it's spending all that money so that we don't have to, I think a lot of people would simply just not spend that money at all if they had it in their own pockets. They'd spend it on completely different priorities.
Taxes too much, spends too much, wastes too much money. Okay, so let me just go for a little bit of run with the ball here, Renaud. And because this point is really what the Canadian Taxpayers Federation has been all over, right? The fact that the federal government is wasting money. Well, here, you know, Canadians, 7 in 10, the vast majority say Ottawa has the wrong spending priorities. So I don't know, maybe Canadians are upset with the fact that the federal government is spending more on interest charges on the debt than they're sending to the provinces in healthcare. Or, you know, maybe Canadians are upset that if the government wants to go after online crime, that the government is hiring hundreds of new online censorship bureaucrats rather than hiring hundreds of extra police officers to actually go after those criminals. Or I don't know, maybe Canadians are kind of ticked off with the fact that every time you pick up a newspaper, it seems like a new story of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau or Governor General Mary Simon billing taxpayers for tens of thousands of dollars on airplane food when lines are around the block, so to speak, for food banks here at home.
Or honestly, even the simple fact that since Trudeau came to office, the federal government grew by 108,000 employees. Like, that. Yeah, this is one of those mind-boggling things, because there's 108,000 more people working in the government in Ottawa, and we're still not getting more services. The passports are still not getting done on time. And we're up to a point where the federal civil service, like the federal bureaucracy, is bigger than the town of Markham in Ontario. That's the 16th largest city in the country. The federal bureaucracy, if it was one city, would be the 16th largest place in this country. And it's still not yielding us the services that we pay for. It's still not yielding good results in terms of how it finances various provincial services, and it's costing us quite a pretty penny to pay for all this extra staff, essentially.
Okay, Renaud, busy man. I've got one more question for you, and then we'll wrap up. And of course, the last question has to be on the carbon tax.
Right, because Because Canadians, Canadians clearly don't support it as much as the Trudeau government would like to think, and that's something we've polled for every year. But again, like there's 48% of Canadians that say that the carbon tax that disagree with the carbon tax. A lot of Canadians, a lot of the other 52% left are not necessarily people that agree with carbon tax. There's only 39% that are favorable. So even the carbon tax, one of Justin Trudeau's key tax programs, is getting much less support from Canadians than it's getting dissatisfaction. So there's a lot of spending. There's a lot of taxes that this government could cut and should cut. We're hope well. I'm not going to hold my breath, but hopefully this government in Ottawa can start acting on that and actually reduce our tax rates a little bit, and mostly reduce its spending and bring our deficit back down to zero. But again, not holding my breath on that.
Okay, folks, so let me just repeat that. 48% against the carbon tax, 39% say they support it. So you have more opposition to the carbon tax than there are people who support it. But not just that, I saw that the poll shows that opposition to the carbon tax is growing while support over the last year has declined. So, question for the Liberals, two questions. Number one, if opposition to the carbon tax is growing, how do you think Canadians are going to feel when you hike the carbon tax again April 1? And do you really want to go knocking on the doors at an election time after you just increase the carbon tax again? But question number two for the Liberals, like, if opposition to the carbon tax is growing when the carbon tax is 17 cents per liter of gas, like, how do you think Canadians are going to feel about the carbon tax when it reaches 37 cents per liter of gas in 2030? So, Renaud, a very interesting poll. We're going to get to where people can find it in a second, but let me just give you kind of my impression of this poll, the other poll that the Canadian Taxpayers Federation released a couple of weeks ago. What these numbers at least show to me, how I interpret it, is that Canadians are saying enough is enough. Canadians are tired of being overtaxed. They're tired of their government taking money out of our wallets. They're tired of the government spending so much money and blowing a ton of money on these wasteful spending. So to me, it just seems like Canadians are saying enough is enough. Canadians are rightfully upset of the too high level of taxation being overtaxed and the overspending coming from the government. And the other takeaway for me, and a good shout out to our Canadian Taxpayers Federation supporters, is that your work is paying off, right? Your advocacy is now leading to more and more Canadians being sick and tired of high taxes and wasteful spending. So, to our Canadian Taxpayers Federation supporters out there, let's keep up the pressure. Your pressure is working. Full steam ahead. And with that, Renaud, why don't you tell our listeners a couple things? Why don't you tell them where they can find these poll results? And then why don't you just plug away for you and the Montreal Economic Institute?
Oh, sure thing. If anybody listening is interested in reading those poll results for themselves, and there's a lot more details actually when you look at the Ipsos report. So you can find all of that on our website at www.iedm.org. And you can also find a lot of great work that Montreal Economic Institute does. We write policy papers trying to vulgarize, popularize policy positions that defend the various ideas that make our societies prosper. So things like lower taxes, less ways, accountable government are definitely a part of that. But we're also working on fixes to the healthcare system to give more access to people instead of simply defending the healthcare bureaucracy. And we're doing also a lot of work on energy. So that Canada's energy resources can better be exported around the world, and we can actually get better value for money on that. So you can find all of that on the Montreal Economics Institute's website on www.idm.org.
Yeah, folks, go check out the Montreal Economic Institute. They're doing some great work. And Renaud, thanks for coming on the show today.
Well, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.